This is Love Talks. It's 12:30 right now. We have on the line with us Lynn Mills, who has been involved in the rescue operations, the Victory Rescue operations, around the country and also in our Detroit area, the most recent one happening in Livonia this past week. And the question we're asking you folks out there is what your reaction was as you saw the news stories, as you saw the rescue operation perhaps taking place on television. Are these people hurting the pro-life cause, or is this the most important aspect of the pro-life movement that's going on right now? Your reactions. Our phone lines are open for you, 1-800-99-WCM-99 or 482-4057. And good afternoon to a gentleman from Detroit.
Yes.
Hi, who's this, please?
My name's Dave Armstrong.
Hi, Dave. They tell me that you were involved in the rescue.
Yeah, I was one of the rescuers.
Okay, what was your experience there?
Well, it was, first I'd like to say it was the most deeply spiritual experience I've ever had.
How so?
Well, it's the kind of thing, you're always telling people about the Lord, but when you're actually doing something with your actions, that's so tangible.
You ever do anything like this before?
Well, I've picketed and shown posters and pretty much the whole gamut of the pro-life movement.
Mm-hmm.
But not like this.
What made you go out and get involved?
I just felt it was an effective means to... you're actually saving lives, but you're also making a statement to the people who see it in the media, which I think is very effective.
So the media aspect of it was for you the difference?
Well, I wouldn't say that was the difference, but...
Was it... What do you mean? It was like an opportunity to tactically involve more people through the use of the media and what you're doing?
Well, I think it's an intelligent way, as the civil rights movement was in the 60s, to raise the consciousness of the country. And you're actually making a statement that's because you're being nonviolent.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just raises people's consciousness and affects their conscience, I guess.
Have you, were you at the part of the demonstration in the back when the attack occurred?
Yeah, I think I was in the front row or the second row.
What happened? Describe what happened, Dave.
Well, these people just descended upon us, and they were screaming and cursing, and they just started dragging us, and I remember just sitting there, well, this is going to be a riot here. But a peace came over me. I think it was the result of the prayers. I just felt really at ease, and they dragged me out, and I got up, and I went back twice. And
you went back twice?
Yeah.
What kind of people laid hands on you?
Well, I didn't really look at them, but I felt about three people pulling me out, and I felt a kick to my side. It wasn't that bad, but...
Oh, so you were kicked as well as being pulled out.
Yeah, it may have been accidental, but I'm not going to say.
did you see that situation, though? I mean, I saw with my own eyes in the videotape that was on, may have been Channel 2 or 4, wherever Woody Willis is. I forget which one of those channels. I saw somebody absolutely laying into somebody else. Just, it was a man who was pounding on a man.
That happens to be a friend of mine that got punched. And the funny thing was, he wasn't even going to sit there with us, but he was going to pray. And he heard that there was a riot in the back, and he came back. So someone landed a couple punches on his nose.
Oh, gee, what's happened to him? How is he?
Well, he's fine now. I believe it was a miracle, like the other woman said, that God just protected us, because it's amazing no one got hurt.
That is amazing. It sounds like, from what you're saying, that was the most violent incident that had taken place there? Or were there other really violent things happening?
Well, as far as I know. You mean at this particular...
Yeah, right there, at that...
Rescue?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see many people punching.
Mm-hmm.
It so happens that was caught on film, and I'm glad it was.
Yes, I think it's a piece of film that will be seen a lot more.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that the pro-life movement is going to... I think, and very justifiably, use that to let people know what's going on at the rescues. Were you scared, you know, being there with the noise and the riot? You said a peace came over you. I mean, were you really scared, though?
Well, I believe everyone felt pretty much the same. Obviously, you have a fear, or else you wouldn't be human.
Yeah.
But yet, there's such a peace and a solidarity. I remember looking over at... in the front row, you might have seen on the news, there was a man who used to be my pastor. I won't say his name, but I just looked at him, and he gave me strength. He was just sitting there like a rock, you know, and I felt strengthened within myself to go through it.
What do your friends and neighbors or people who knew that you were at that demonstration think? What's the reaction been?
I think they support it. Many of them might not want to go themselves, and I don't believe that every Christian must go there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would appreciate that they would support it, because I don't see anything wrong with it biblically.
Okay, we're going to check with some other people here and see if they feel that same way. Did anybody, after this all happened, get a chance to talk with the people who had been, so violent toward you? Was there any chance to really talk with them, or were they just so wild it was impossible to communicate?
I would say it's pretty impossible to, when they're frustrated and angry and pretty irrational.
Hmm.
I had to bite my tongue a couple times. I wanted so much to talk back and kind of be sarcastic or something, but they told me to be quiet.
Anybody get out of hand?
What's that?
Any of the protesters get out of hand and start chewing on people?
Oh, yeah, it was foul mouth.
No, I mean, were any of the people who were on the pro-life side, demonstrators, did they talk back?
Pro-life?
Yeah.
Well, I did a little bit. I had to bite my tongue, but I didn't swear or anything. I just made a few comments. I think it was very, most people obeyed what the leaders told us.
Hey, what's it like to have somebody get up in your face, and I heard some of the things on the videotape.
Yeah.
What's it like?
It makes you so angry, but you realize that these people are blinded and their consciences are hardened.
Yeah.
Like I made one comment, I said, where were you when the civil rights movement was happening? It happened to be a black person.
Whoa!
And the irony struck me. And so the guy next to him started yelling at me. He said, you're a racist pig, you're a fascist, what do you know about anything? That was a kind of, about the level of the intelligence of the comments they're making.
That's interesting. That is very interesting you made that comment.
But well, I wasn't really supposed to talk, so that was the struggle that
so you
I
broke
had.
You broke rank by doing that. Okay, Dave, thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye now. All right, I'm going to bring Lynn back. Lynn, thanks for hanging on the line there.
Hi, Foster.
Lynn Mills, our guest here as well. I want to ask you, Lynn, are there plans for any more of these in the near future in Detroit area?
I tell you, Foster, I told my family, just wait till after the 12th and things will be over. The phone has been ringing off the hook yesterday and today, and people want to get involved. So it's just truly incredible. I would like to make a comment, though, about them talking. I was very proud of everybody who kept their mouths shut and really obeyed the rules. And they're not my rules. I think they're rules for everybody, and that it has to be obedient, and we can't give the camera any reason to lay any blame on us, because it's not our job to go there and to fight the flesh. We're there to save babies.
So you've had a lot of people call up and say, hey, how can I get involved?
That's right. That's right. And we did talk to one guy afterwards. He was standing there watching us. We were just simply sitting around drinking some hot chocolate, waiting to find out what was going on where. And he tried to tell us an anti-Christian joke, and I didn't laugh. And he recognized me from being somewhere else before. But we offered them hot chocolate. We offered several of them hot chocolate. So when the dust had blown away, they still weren't any nicer. But the Christians were true to, you know, the spirit of being there, and walked in love. And that's what we have to do. That's what we did. I am so proud of everybody that was out there.
It would have taken, I tell you, the flesh rose up within me. Use whatever cute phrase you want. But when I saw people, especially when I saw women being manhandled, I guess, as that woman, Anne, who was on ahead of time, said she was glad her husband wasn't there. I would be afraid that I might have done something automatically that would have been regrettable.
But I think when you're there, that it's not in our control anymore, and it was just God doing everything. And he used something horrible and turned it around for our benefit, because I think they helped us keep the mill closed longer. I mean, to have all those squad cars surrounding everything.
Well, they also, I think, have discredited the pro-abortion side, and have shown what a motley crew it is, and I think that if anything, it has thrown their movement into further disarray. Lynn, I've got to move on. I want you, however, to keep in touch with me if you can, all right?
Well, can I just mention one thing real quick? That
sure.
There are two women still in jail.
Oh.
And while I was on the phone with you, their mother called. Her name is Mrs. Turner. If you could, if anybody interested in helping to get these women out, I'm not exactly sure why, and I don't want to give their names, but if they can call Mrs. Turner at 627-3689. I think they may be in as baby does. I'm not sure.
There was some report of that. Now, what could folks do by calling this number and talking to Mrs. Turner?
Mrs. Turner could lead them in the right direction as to what they need to do. Maybe just simply calling the Livonia police station. Phone trees have worked before, where if you bombard the police station with enough calls, yeah, they'll release the people.
There were some people who were, as you said, went in as baby doe's. In other words, they did not give their names. I heard there were four people who refused to give their names
two
and therefore were kept overnight.
Right. Two are out now.
Two are out. Okay. And two are still in. And if you'd like to get in touch with this Mrs. Turner to find out more about that, 627-3689 is the number.
Right.
Lynn, keep us in touch, okay?
Oh, thank you, Foster. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. I'm going to take another quick break, and we've got some folks on the line waiting to talk right now. Shall we? All right, we'll go right to that call since they have been waiting patiently. You have been very patient with us to wait on the phone lines. Hi.
Hi.
Your reactions?
Well, I was there, and I was scared to be there, really, before I came, I'm like, oh, I was really nervous. But I'll tell you what, those people, the rescuers, they just really strengthened me. They were so full of peace and love and confidence and goodwill towards the enemy that I just, I immediately picked that up. And
was this the first time you'd done anything like this?
Yeah. I felt peace in my heart from God that I was to be there. So I was obedient and I went. But I'll tell you, I was, you know, chewing on my gum and popping the lifesavers in my mouth. I wasn't looking real spiritual to those around me, but...
That's okay. You know, I'm glad you said that, because I don't want to give the impression that we've got superhuman people here.
No.
It's just normal, scared as daylight kind of citizens like you and me.
Yeah.
Who were involved in something like that, but you found a strengthening in the kind of people that you were with.
I was impressed.
Would you do it again?
I am going to do it again. I'm going to help lead it up here locally soon. So, yeah.
Okay.
It was that spiritually moving.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break for just a minute because we need to pay the rent, and then we'll come back. We've got some more comments. The lines will be open for you. We've also got Joseph Jennings on the line with us. We're going to talk with him briefly. He's one of the folks who is a speaker in the Why Say No campaign going on this week. We talked a little earlier in the program to Brett Ray. Joseph is just coming off.
If you've read the paper, including a reasonable reason to
good to eat. You can go down to the Rocky Pecan Company and get some of those delicious nut mixes that they make fresh every day themselves. They're down in Detroit's Eastern Market. And if you want to find more directions to get down there by 4 o'clock today, and they're open from 7 until 4, call 567-6825, the Rocky Pecan Company. First Church of the Nazarene in Ann Arbor.
Locked in a closet, doing a radio interview, and God has just moved tremendously to school. We had over half the school make a commitment for Christ in a few minutes ago.
Wow. Now, Boysville